This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring. You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Recession of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, really. That's what it boils down to. Right? I want you part of the solution, and the way you do that, come on, we all know this one, is you simply get informed. It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree to pull it off. Look at me. Look at mom, no hands. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on in the news. A lot to get to. We'll be joined in a little bit by someone, the first time on the show. I've known him for many years, and he travels between New York, L.A., and London. His name is Tony Maldonado. He's an executive creative director for a company called IGARP. He'll have to tell you what it means. IGRP, Insignia and Entertainment. He's got offices in London, New York, and Los Angeles. Right? And he's active in a lot of public issues. Jumps in, he helps out where he can, does what he can. Let's talk about some of the issues today. He's not an African-American. He's an American who happens to be black. An American male who happens to be black. Anyway, check this out. Let's go check out Ed. Ed from Washington. Ed, yeah. How you doing?
Can you, thank you very much for having me on. Can you understand me? Because you're breaking up here.
Yeah, no. I can understand you fine.
That remarks that representative made from Hawaii in regards to the Constitution, that pretty well tells me that she herself does not honor and respect the Constitution nor the oath of office that she took to get her job. But that means she no longer honors her own history of where she came from.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't know how you do that. I mean, you're lying. If you say you're going to uphold the Constitution, you haven't read it, how are you going to uphold it?
Yeah. If you're going to swear to something, which I do constantly at the programs, but if you're going to swear to something, that is supposed to mean something. And if you're lying about that, then why are you in public office?
Yeah. You'll lie about many other things. So anyhow, Ed, always a pleasure to have you on, have your wisdom on with me. I appreciate your time.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. You know, again, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. He's right. I see people do it every day. You do too. I see people do it every day. You know, they swear, they take the oath, they agree to uphold it, but they really don't know. They have no clue as to what they can do to fix it. So how do you do that? I mean, right there should be, you know, strike one and two. Right? You took an oath. You agreed to do something that you have no clue of. Don't you love when you're having a conversation with somebody and you go, do you even know what I'm saying? Do you understand the words? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Right? No, they don't. But they'll take a stand on it. I took somebody to task on faith, and I always tell you not to do it, so I shouldn't be doing it myself. But I took somebody to task when he was talking about abortion, a male talking about abortion. Last I checked, I thought we weren't supposed to talk about abortion, but I guess we can now, I don't know. And I said to him, would you admit that you're ripping this thing apart at a certain age at a certain time? And he wouldn't respond to it. That's not the issue. Well, the issue is abortion. The act of abortion is this. Right? He don't hear it. He wasn't interested. So again, when they make these statements that they're making, when they tell you what they believe in and what they stand behind, why don't you stop and do what I call the, I do the Columbo thing is what I call it. I will sit there with them. I'll say, look, I barely made it out of high school. I need some help here. I really don't understand what you mean, what you're talking about. Explain it to me. When they have to sit and explain, right, they can't anymore. It's almost impossible for them. And I hate to say it this way, but I love it. I think it's great. Ah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we had some more shootings over the weekend in Chicago. It's amazing. I never hear much about this. You got to go digging for it. It's not like it's out there in your face. And where's the concern for these moms? Where's the concern for these kids? Where is the concern, period? As midterms approach, suburban women share top voting priorities. They want you to know what it is that's first on their list. A suburban woman in Virginia shared their top priorities with Fox News when considering candidates for November's midterm election. Many citing gun control. The gun violence is just crazy, Susan from Ashburn said. My daughter's a teacher. My son-in-law's a nurse. They're both putting their lives on the line every day. Right? But think about it. Somebody might just get angry, grab a gun, and come in. It's really not that easy. Again, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Don't see your host. No, we're not. Now we are. We are senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Hang tight one second. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, what I love to do with you guys is I bring people on that have a clue, that really are involved daily in what's going on around the planet, for all that matters. And I got to tell you something. We get locked in our little bubbles, whether it's our states or our counties or whatever, and cities. And you think the rest of the world is like that. Also, we do the same thing in a party format. We think that everybody thinks like we do. Everybody has the same values that you have. It's not true. So, you know, again, like I said, I bring in people that travel, that are around, that are experts in certain areas. Tony Maldonado joins me. He's the executive creative director at IGRP, Insignia Entertainment. He's got offices in London, New York, and Los Angeles. He's also active in the communities that he lives in and making sure we get the right people in the right seats to make life a little better. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Joe, nice to be on your show.
And you know, I appreciate that. Tony and I had lunch today, and I was thinking about it with some of the things that we talked about. I said, look, why don't you come on the show, and let's talk about some of the issues that are going on, not just across the country, but across the globe, because you spend a good part of your time in London, do you not?
Yeah, I do. I mean, to be quite honest, I'm traveling back and forth between the U.S. and the U.K., basically on a monthly basis, so it's quite chaotic, but I get to see the world quite differently.
Well, it's like I've got a friend of mine that she's on the show every Monday, and she lives in New England. So she is, right now she lives in New Hampshire, but she grew up in Boston. And I always say the same thing. I said, you know, you just go across the country. Politics in New England are totally different than they are here on the West Coast. Same thing in New York, where you also tend to hang out from time to time. People have different viewpoints. You would think, though, in New England, where it all started, if you would, that they would still have the conservative viewpoints or the type of viewpoints that they had, you know, back in the revolutionary days, but they don't. It's a whole different animal, isn't it?
Joe, it's completely changed altogether. I would say that people are living in their own bubbles at this given stage, and conservative values of any kind have just been set aside. That's all. So it's chaotic.
Yeah, it is, and people think that, you know, guys like you and I, you know, I grew up in a predominantly Italian neighborhood. People that barely spoke English, but spoke English. People that came here, I would say at the time anyway, the proper way, and you know, worked hard, tried to just do better for their families. We were talking about that today, how they came here, they want to do better for their families. But, you know, in that day and time, it was different. People came here because they wanted to be here. A lot of times, people coming here now, they're looking to make some money. They want to send money back to their families. It's really tough in today's economy. It's tough in today's world, and it makes it hard to swallow, does it not?
Well, Joe, I think the biggest thing that we have to recognize is that in the past, for instance, our parents, our grandparents, they came here for a purpose. Okay, primarily to better their lives. Okay, it wasn't always just economic. It was to escape the lives that they were living in back then. And right now, I think people are a little bit too comfortable. Nobody knows exactly what it is to sacrifice. And I'm not saying everyone, but, you know, a majority of us don't really know what it means to sacrifice. So therefore, what occurs, we live in our bubbles. We believe that everything's the same. So in Boston, people in Boston will think that people in New York have the same mindset and are believing the same things, and the same thing in Chicago, in Miami, in New York. In L.A. And it's not. It literally is not. I think we need to get a little bit more perspective as to what our goals and our desires are and go back to the basics at this given stage. And unless we do that, we're going to continue living in this cycle and it's going to get worse.
Well, I totally agree with you. And, you know, these rulings that recently came down from SCOTUS, and this is my opinion. I believe this to be true. You know, everybody is saying, no, we need federal laws. We need federal standards. Well, in some things we probably do. But here in this country, and I don't know how they look at us in London, but here in this country, you know, we have a representative government. And I've always said this. You move to cities, you move to towns, you move to states, you move to counties based on how they're run. Who's running those counties? Who's running those cities? Because you want people, you vote for people that represent your values, the way you want to live your life. Here in California, there's a city, West Los Angeles. And in West Los Angeles, I think it's predominantly a gay and lesbian city council, gay and lesbian fire department. They promote these things in that city. If you are in the LGBTQ community, you would want to live there, right? Because they share your values.
Yeah.
They share the way you think. And I wouldn't, being on the right, I wouldn't begrudge them that because I believe in a representative government. But it seems like the left right now is trying to push down our throats. They're right. They're always right. They're the only ones that know what's good for us. And they think we should all live like they want us to live. True?
Let me give you this example. In London or in the UK in its entirety, it's very different to here. Okay, we have a more direct representative government in which we actually can communicate directly with our MPs, which are the equivalent of congressmen, and they are basically standing at our level. So they hear our grievances directly, and they deal with us directly. And as you recently noticed in the news, you know, it's quite effective as far as how we move our government. With Boris Johnson actually being toppled over at this given stage over nonsense, I believe at this given stage just over rumors, you know, and that kind of stuff. As such, what occurs at that given stage is that we're able to see our government work directly for us, but it's at a different standard. The UK in its entirety, give me a minute to just explain, they believe that there are four countries united in one, not states. So that means each country has its own government, and each one is a bit independent from the other, with the exception of England, which happens to control all of it as a federal government. So it's more of direct government for us and that kind of state power. Okay, so there's limited federal power, and there's a large expanse of state power. So therefore, you are basically the captain of your own ship when it comes to your own state. And we don't have that here. Okay, everyone wants to fight each other. And I would say, look, if you want to live in a certain particular area of town, say in West LA or West Hollywood or Santa Clarita, wherever you want to be, then go there and be happy. But one thing you have to accept is wherever you go, you have to assimilate. You have to be part of the community. You know, you can't expect yourself to be completely separate and to create your own new world within that area. So that's a big dynamics that we need to focus on at this given stage. And I don't know how we're going to get there because nobody wants to talk to the other.
No, they don't. But, you know, it's really interesting, though. I'm just going to harp on this for a second. When, for the most part, okay, when you're on the right, when you're more conservative, if you would, and people think I'm hardcore right with no cracks in me at all, but my attitude is, look, I'm willing to let you do what you want to do. I'm willing to let you live the life you want to live. Just don't force me to do it your way. I'm not going to force you to do it my way. I moved here for a reason. We'll talk more about this inside the break. So with your host, Tucker Farm People, a lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Republican lawmakers are considering calling for the impeachment of Attorney General Merrick Garland. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio spoke to Fox News, citing a range of misconduct by the Justice Department as possible grounds for Garland's removal from office.
We now have the Department of Justice supporting the effort by the left to intimidate the United States Supreme Court. We have the key agency in the executive branch, a part of an effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of the government, our highest court in the land, by them failing to enforce the statute. That is frightening.
A lot of would-be home buyers are sitting on the sidelines. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports applications for loans to buy homes fell 4% last week and are down 18% compared to this time last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, a lot going on up there. And again, as I said to you before, look, we don't have many ways to generate revenue anymore because of social media platforms kind of kick us out. We don't get any traction on them. Mike Lindell has made it available, though, for shows like mine to pick up a few bucks. You all need pillows. You all need pillowcases. You need slippers. Somebody's birthday is coming up somewhere that you can buy something for. Head over to MyPillow.com. Don't look at the prices till you're ready to check out. I mean that sincerely. If you use promo code Joe, okay, you can get 50 to 60% off. Sometimes it's a two-for-one deal. And on top of all of that, you're keeping people in this country working. You keep the plants open. You keep the towns open. You say you're all capitalists. You're all about capitalism. Well, this is a way to keep Americans working. Keep these, the plants open. Mike, who doesn't go, go funding Planned Parenthood or anything like that, he's within the lanes of what you want to support. He's on your side. Why would you shop anywhere else for these kind of things? I mean that sincerely. Give that some real thought. Head over there, poke around. They got doggy beds. They got stuff for your kids. They got stuff for everybody over there. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. And I am sure, I guarantee, how do you like that? I guarantee you will be happy. If not, you send it back, they give you your money back. It's really that simple. Tony Maldonado joins me. He's the executive creator of IGRP and Signia Entertainment. He's got offices in London, New York, and Los Angeles. And he's got a unique view on what's happening. I mean, you couldn't be any different when you're talking about London to New York. And, New York and Los Angeles are close to the same. But I'm seeing some cracks in Los Angeles. I don't know if we're going to get it back. I don't know if we're going to be able to take it back or not. But, Tony, thanks for joining me.
Hey, you're welcome, Joe. I mean, I think if one of the reasons why we have such a big problem here in L.A. is tribalism. Okay. Everybody lives in their own little fiefdom, and they're not willing to communicate. They're not willing to have this kind of good dialogue, okay? And everything's a moral cause, which if you actually, you can't equate morality and causation in order to get a result, okay? And that's what they're trying to do. So there are cracks, and we might be able to get some results, but it's going to be very difficult here in L.A. We need a lot of good people, you know, to speak up and to come forward and help out. But it's difficult to get them to come forward when they're getting attacked so much from the left, you know, so... I think
we need to teach our people to be stronger. I think when you look at what our founding fathers went through to build this country, to keep it, you're not going to go through any less at some point in time. They even knew that there was going to be times when we would have to come back at this and redo, if you would, our freedoms, refight for our freedoms. They knew it. And they call it out even in the Declaration. But do we have the stomach for it anymore? I talk about this on the show on a regular basis. I mean, you look at the wars we've been through. I know some of them were unnecessary. I got that. But do the American people today have the same stomach, the same wherewithal to take on fights and protect people across the globe? I don't know if that's true.
I don't think so, because the main thing is that, remember, we had this discussion before on how many people in the United States don't seem to understand, first of all, the Constitution. Okay.
No.
That's our core of our society, the Constitution. So many people don't have a grasp or a good understanding of it. On top of that, they don't understand citizenship. Okay. And I'm not blaming everyone for this. I put this down to education. Our society, our culture has changed from a civic society to one of chaos. I think we need to understand what citizenship means. And I'm not talking about just being a U.S. citizen. We're talking about how we deal with one another, you know, the interrelations as, you know, people within a community, within a state, within a country. That's lost. And as far as this fighter you're talking about, you know, the problem we have is that on the right, they believe, and I'm part of the right, the perspective is that we shouldn't have to fight and we shouldn't have to be uncivilized in order to get our point across. On the left, it's a fight, an uncivilized fight with no rules. Nothing holds bar. So how do you make that fair? How do you actually get the people on the right to understand this is an ideological war we're having at this given stage, but not in terms of religion or anything like that. This is a societal war that we have right now that we're going to have to determine what are, you know, the rules of engagement. So someone needs to step up. We need new leaders to come up and actually, you know, have the guts to be willing to get into the fight with the others, which is why I supported the president. You know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's still my president. And we need people like that, okay? This thing of Orange Man Bad, for example, you know, people hating him and everything else, well, look what we ended up with at this given stage. You know, Malaise in the White House and financial crises left and right. We're in the midst of a recession that we're not going to be able to get out of. And who in the world knows exactly what's going to come up after this? So.
But you brought it up earlier, you know, not having the stomach for this. You know, again, a lot of the people who didn't like Trump or didn't want to vote for Trump, they didn't like the way he spoke. They didn't like the way he handled himself. They didn't like his demeanor. And I'm going, you know, are we serious here? You mean you want the guy saving your life while you're drowning to be a total gentleman, use proper English? Or do you want him to say, give me a damn hand so I can save you?
Exactly. And because of that, look at the number of Hispanic males who have crossed over from being a Democrat to a Republican because of Trump. Okay? Because they respect that. They understand that. They saw someone who's actually fighting for them at this given stage. So we need more people to understand that. We need fighters at this given stage. We can't go with this little belief that somehow the same rules that applied back in the 70s and 80s apply today when we're not playing by those same rules as far as the street war is concerned, you know, because we are at a cultural war. So I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, look, he put up a couple of nasty tweets. Big deal.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you're from New York, okay? You got a New York background. I've got a Boston background. There wasn't anything he did in that light that bothered me. All right?
No, it's New York politics. Look, it's New York politics. That's all he knows. That's how you do politics in New York. Okay? Yep. It's brutal.
And if people would do
homework,
we don't
baby anyone.
And they would look at some of the letters, some of the arguments, look at some of the publications from the days of our founding fathers, from our framers, they would see that they were pretty brutal, too. Nobody was soft-shoeing anything back then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, look, people don't understand the Constitution. If they go through the Constitution and Declaration of Independence and all that, they would read the Federalist then, and they would understand the arguments that we're going through at that given stage. Okay? I mean, people were at loggerheads, okay, fighting at each other at the throat between Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and everyone else, Franklin. Okay? All of them arguing for different causes, the same issue about slavery and all that, how, you know, look at Adams, okay? And you brought it up yourself today. You know, he was constantly pushing up, you know, pushing abolitionist beliefs and methods to be brought into the Constitution. They decided to do the compromise, okay, believing that once the Constitution was, you know, done and dusted, that's it. Slavery is done. But it didn't occur. Okay? And that fight continued for 87 years until, you know, the African slaves.
Don't go over that so fast, because people miss that, right? So it's a matter of, you've got people say, oh, then they should have never signed that Constitution. They should never have agreed to it if they couldn't end slavery while signing it. I'm going, well, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you don't believe in taking, I don't want to call it baby steps, you have to take steps to get somewhere. They knew they couldn't get, the southern states wouldn't give in without slavery. But to your point, Adams and others felt we'll have this thing licked in a relatively short period of time once we get it together. That's a true statement, isn't it?
Well, look, if it wasn't done at that given stage, okay, that compromise, we wouldn't be Americans. We would either be British, Spanish, or French. It's as simple as that.
That's right.
Okay? Because the Europeans were not going to let go of this colony unless we fought for it. It was the right moment at the right time. There were some sacrifices, and I'm not stating that anything that was done was 100% correct, but it was the decision that had to be made at that given stage. Look, slavery is a stain at this nation's history. I recognize that. There are a lot of people who are grieved about it, you know, and I sympathize with everyone. I'm a first-generation American, okay? So I don't have the stain of slavery on my hands, okay? I don't have blood on my hands. But I have to be cognizant of the fact. Look, I understand people are hurt, as I said before, okay? And I respect everyone who has those kind of feelings and sentiments that, you know, they still carry today, okay? But we have to agree that in order to move forward, some things had to be done, okay? Solutions were made for that, and we're still trying to solve this. It's something that will take some more time, okay? But it was inevitable, okay? But slavery ended eventually, 87 years later, it will end it, so... Yep.
There you go for a quick break, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Tony Maldonado will still be with me in the next segment. Be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Nahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, and that's how you become part of the solution. You get informed. Otherwise, as I always love to say, don't open your mouth. Because all you do is leave a mess for the rest of us to clean up. Hey, in the next hour, Dan Pill is going to join us. He is the founder of Tax Help Online. Tax Help Online. I mean, I got to tell you, everybody I know that uses him, everybody I know that has an interaction with him because of the show loves this guy. Mostly because he's honest, he's up front. He never tells you how bad it is. You grab one of his books at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com, any one of them. And they're not expensive. They're not like $80 books. He's got small business tax books. He's got regular tax books. The things that can hook you. His most famous book, the one that's been around the longest, is How to Get Tax Amnesty. Right? Because the ruling of the IRS agent is never final. So, you know, again, like I told you, you guys know what I went through. He was able to take care of that, worked out well, appreciated his time with me. So stay tuned. Come back. I sound like the old guy. Stay tuned. Come back in the next hour, and you'll get to hear what's going on with him. Tony Maldonado joined me. He's the executive creative director of IGRP, Insignia Entertainment. He's got offices in London, New York, Los Angeles, and you know, he's very active in his local communities when it comes to, you know, politics and such. So I've asked him to come on. We had a great discussion at lunch today. We globe hopped via conversation. And there's a lot going on out there. There's a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences between the countries and how they operate. I was actually even joking with you at lunch today. I said, you know, what happened to Boris?
You know, Boris is our Trump, okay, out in the UK. And he got knocked down literally for the same reason as Trump did, basically, because people just don't like him, okay, personality-wise. But the man got results. He delivered, and he continues to deliver. I think it's a bad situation for the UK, just as it is for the US. I'm hopeful that in the UK will not be as bad as it is here, because look at the past 2 years under Biden. Ask yourself, were you better under Trump or under Biden? You know, clear-cut question. So hopefully we don't have that problem moving forward. I believe we're going to have an election after this because Boris was, you know, hard to beat. So let's see what happens with that. But over here, I got to see exactly what's going to happen. What's your belief, basically, on what's going to transpire, let's say, over the next couple of months here?
last time I did this, if we were in the Old Testament, I would have been stoned to death. I mean, seriously, look, I've decided now you just can't use common sense anymore, okay? Because, you know, you look around, you know the old joke, it's the economy, stupid. That didn't work. You saw what happened here in California when we tried to recall Gavin Newsom. They were more afraid of Republicans than Gavin Newsom tacking another 50 cents a gallon onto gas prices. What I'm hoping here, and I think you see the left is so scared, they're actually putting out fake numbers for polls saying that the polls are closing, the Democrats look like they're going to be able to keep everything, which is a joke. When you look at some of the polls that have been done of women voters, and I like to use this because they really, you know, the numbers in the past have come out. They're looking at the gas prices. They're looking at the economy. They're looking at food prices, what's going on at the grocery store, how much more it's costing them to get their kids to school and other places and involved in sports and what have you. So when you look at that and you look at it all kind of centers around the family issues, family dollars. The number two issue for most of these people, believe it or not, is illegal immigration. Because in their mind, illegal immigration ties in to, you know, the inflation, the higher prices on things. They may need a second job. They can't get one because somebody else has it. And
yeah.
I think the third thing here was the health care, looking at how we do health care. Now, I got to tell you something. I grew up in, and again, I think you had them in New York. I've never been one of those people who said we don't have, you know, oh, yeah, we got to have health care for everybody because there's no way for them to get it. Well, that's not true. Maybe we need to do a better job. Maybe we need to clean it up. My grandmother went to a clinic almost all her life. There were five or six clinics in a little Italian neighborhood I was in. Didn't cost them anything. So maybe you need to do a better job of that, because I will tell you, from an immigrant standpoint, my grandmother and some of her friends felt much more comfortable staying in the neighborhood, going to one of the small clinics where they got to know everybody to help them with some of the issues they were having. What's your thoughts?
It's typical. New York is the same thing. Look, I'm a New Yorker. At the end of the day, I'm a New Yorker. I'm never going to escape that. My parents, you know, when they immigrated to the United States in the 1960s, they came into a world that was completely different to theirs, right? And to be quite honest, I go based on their experiences. I say that the world has been great to them. Okay, this country has been great to them. Now, mind you, my parents didn't speak English. They only spoke Spanish. And my father still, until today, cannot speak English. Okay, he's 90 years old and only speaks Spanish. But he made it. Not only did he made it, he was a businessman. He opened up several different shops, auto shops and stuff like that. He was able to raise a family, you know. On one salary, we could survive. My mother worked because she wanted to. She did not want to be a, you know, stay-at-home mom. And so she was pretty independent, okay? Both of them built a good amount of wealth for themselves, were able to raise their family, as I said before, and give us a good structure, okay? We're not well off, but we're comfortable. I'll say it that much, okay? And we're lucky. We're lucky, okay? But that came because of blood, sweat, and tears on both parts. They made sacrifices, okay? And that includes, at the same time, cooperatively working with, for instance, neighborhood people. So you did have your clinics. You had your neighborhood clinics, which technically were free, or you paid $5, let's say. Something like that.
You're right. Okay. It was a very small, affordable amount of money.
Exactly. It was community built, okay? Mm-hmm. It wasn't dependent on the government. As a matter of fact, if you offered them any kind of government help, including unemployment, okay, during the 1970s, the crisis in New York was basically stagflation for an entire decade. My father would not accept it. He said, no, I don't want a government handout. If I want that, what's the point of being in this country? I want to build my wealth. I want to be able to do what I want to do for my family. I don't need the government's help. You're there just as an emergency. This is not an emergency, okay? So that's a mindset in New York. Okay, a lot of people, not everyone in New York, but that's a very big mindset amongst most New Yorkers. They're pretty independent, okay? Yeah, you have a couple of people like AOC demand, you know, they want this and that. They want everything for free. But then look what happens. Amazon went away. Other companies went away. And then the constituents there are saying, well, hey, what in the world's going on over here? Why are you chasing them away? We want the jobs. We don't want to be dependent on this. So, I don't know. Today, let's see what happens in L.A. I can tell you this much. In L.A. and in California in particular, we do have our issues, okay? For instance, illegal immigration. You know what? We can't solve this, but we have to be practical at it, okay? We have to close the border. We have to legalize people here in a certain way, but we don't have to offer citizenship. This discussion about citizenship is only to get votes. That's it.
Well, you and I were talking about this. I haven't talked about the show in a long time, but, you know, we have forgotten about the green cards. We forgot about the fact that you can get legal residence without becoming a citizen, and a lot of these immigrants don't want to be citizens. They want to work here. They want to send the money home, and that kind of thing. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Look, citizenship is not a priority to get here. What they want is a better life. Okay? And in order to get that better life, they just want to work. Okay? I'm honest. Look, I am not going to do some of the work that they do. Okay? I respect them. They do a lot of hard work. I'm not able to do that kind of work. Why? Because I'm more of a creative kind of individual, and I don't want to work with my hands. But that's me. I think a lot of people have that kind of mindset. Okay? So let's appreciate the work that they do. And we do. That's I think it's a misnomer when they start saying that the people on the right, Republicans and all that, are anti-illegal immigrants. We're not anti-illegal immigrants. We're anti-illegal immigration, okay, which is the government. The government's not doing its job, okay? Right. If it did its job, then we would cure this problem, okay, which started out, as I explained to you before, back in the 1900s, because Mexico demanded from the United States to return all its Mexican citizens so that they could work in their own agribusiness. Because they were jealous of our agribusiness industry, and they saw how we were flourishing. And that started the illegal immigration process that we have today. Nearly 100 years of this process, because one country demanded the return of their citizens. But why can't we fix that today? In a fair way, okay? Reasonable way. Citizenship is unnecessary, okay, to be quite honest. The only benefits it gives you, okay, you get to vote. Most people don't really care at that given stage. As long as things are working well, why bother? Why change it? Okay, but California is not working. Okay, California is not working for anyone except for the very, very rich, the elite, for instance, in San Francisco and a few in other parts of LA and stuff like that. But for no one else, you and I and our children and everyone else, they're going to suffer. They can't buy a house. Okay, they can't afford to live in the communities that they grew up in. Why? Because of the policies that we have in place.
Well, you have to decide whether you're going to, you know, drive your car to work, take the bus, make different arrangements. You know, it has got to that point. Look, I went today, Tony, and I filled up my car. It was 142 bucks. And this is, you know, thank God I don't drive a lot. I don't go a lot of places. But the average person, you know, having to drive to work every day, come home, go grocery shopping, something is not going to work. Hey, Tony, we got to get rolling. It's been a pleasure having you on. We'll bring you back on again. And God bless. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for everything, Joe. Enjoy. Be safe.
Joe Messina, your host. Dan Pilla joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. We're going to be talking about a lot of things we usually don't talk about. Be back in a few minutes.
Seventeen.